Hello, Patrick Stack here. We are on a small break at the moment, but we didn't want to leave you without anything to listen to over this festive period. So we've put together some of our favourite episodes from 2025. Hope you enjoy.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I love the challenge. I love being able to play this game for a living. It's one of the greatest joys of my life, but does it fill the deepest, you know, wants and desires of my heart? Absolutely not. And, you know, I really do believe that because, you know, what is the point?
That is the best golfer on earth, Scottie Scheffler. He is one favourite to win the British Open this weekend. The American has already won three majors. Thing is, if Scheffler does, he says he'll feel great for about 2 minutes. This is one of the hardest working, most competitive, most talented athletes of any sport on earth. And he doesn't find his career especially fulfilling. So what is the point? We're asking famed mindset coach Ben Crowe about athletes grappling with the why of it all. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Ben Crowe has worked with Ash Barty, Steph Gilmore, the Richmond Footy Club, Molly Picklum. He's here to talk to us about the point of sport from the perspective of the athletes who do it best. I sent you this morning Scott Scheffler's press conference from the British Open. Was I the only person to do that today?
No, a couple of hundred people had already ported the video on, which is great, right? Because it's really resonated with the world. And I think it's how we're feeling ourselves in terms of what we think is success versus how we're actually feeling about what is success. And the themes that he touched on are kind of universal themes.
It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. Like to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home, I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament.
Full circle for Scheffler. Scotty wins for the first time this year, and it comes in the event he attended as a kid.
And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner?
You know, is it about achievement, which in his case can last 2 minutes, or is it about fulfillment, which can kind of last a lifetime? And we all wrestle with those same themes. So listening to him talk through them, almost like a stream of consciousness live in a press conference was quite vulnerable and really powerful as well.
He's obviously considered a pure sporting competitor. And I think anytime you see anyone who excels in sport or life, you kind of wonder, hey, what's driving this person? And to hear him say during that answer, I can't really see the point of it. I found it compelling. And I just wonder, with the work that you do, is that something that you see and you hear a lot?
Yeah, and he's basically wrestling with the same things that we all wrestle with. What is success? Like, you know, what is it about? Is it the extrinsic stuff that we all obsess about? Money, trophies, results, and I think he said accomplishments and achievements. Or is it the intrinsic stuff? Is it relationships, experiences, memories, getting out of your comfort zone, trying new things, kind of realizing your potential? And Scott, he talked about, you know, you work your whole life to get to number one and it lasts for like 2 minutes. So to his point, like, what's the point? Andre Agassi made the same comment when he was asked, how did he feel getting to number one? And he said, I felt nothing.
And so you win and you win and you win. And when I got to number one, I was kind of let in on this dirty little secret that it really doesn't change anything. I mean, Monday you're going out there and having to prove it again.
I don't know if you've seen the Formula One movie with Brad Pitt, but the movie starts and ends with the same question, right? Like, if it's not about the money, like, what is it about?
I'm offering you an open seat in Formula One, the only place you could say, if you win, you are the absolute best in the world.
So I think Scotty wrestling with what the industry obsesses about, external stuff versus the internal stuff. And I thought he did a great job of breaking down to your question the three intrinsic motivations that not only drive athletes, but drive the rest of us as well, right? The first one is play and being motivated by, and in his case, it's the desire to compete, right? So he absolutely hates losing.
Like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis, because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won two majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know? I don't know if I'm making any sense or not. It's just one of those deals.
Yeah, and he loves the challenge. He loves to compete, and he loves to play for a living. But for you or I, play might just be having fun or being curious or experimenting and trying new things. So we all have different, I guess, interpretations of what play means to us. In Scotty's case, he also tapped into the, I guess, the second most important motivation, which is around purpose. You know, what you do has a reason, and that reason really matters. There's real meaning to it. But for Scott, he loves being a father, right? And he loves being able to take care of his son.
If my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. That's what's more important to me.
And that's really connected back with the human being, not the human doing, why he plays golf in the first place. But he also tapped into what was one of my favorite motivations, which is potential and believing in your potential and the possibility of getting out of your comfort zone to see what's possible. And in Scotty's case, it was, you know, the opportunity to live out his dream, as he said. And, you know, every day he wakes up and he goes to work, he puts in the practice. And it's incredibly powerful when you tap into those motivations and the possibility of what he can achieve. And I think that he was a bit confused with what's the point. And I think it can be misconstrued that way. I think his point was, you know, the victory is great, but then what's for dinner? And I think if your motivation is primarily about when you win, but you're celebrating the intrinsic elements that enabled you to win, which might have been his team and celebrating his team, or the belief that things were possible, or just everything that he's trying is starting to pay off, right, in terms of his style of golf and so forth. And I think when you stay connected to these intrinsic motivations, one, you can control them because you can't control whether you win, but you can also, they also last a lifetime, you know, independent to whether you win or lose. You can still be motivated by those things. So I think that's where he was trying to get to with his points.
Scheffler spoke about Roger Federer's point that even he, a great of tennis, only won about half of the points that he played that he made in a famous university commencement speech.
Only 54%. When you lose every second point on average, you learn not to dwell on every shot.
And it's interesting to me that he can kind of recognize that deep distaste of losing, as he sort of touched on, Scotty. Are really strong athletes good at dealing with loss, or are they so good because they revile it so much, as Scheffler sort of spoke to?
Yeah, the great thing about being connected to your intrinsic motivations is that you're no longer obsessed about the outcome.
You're going to tell me that Rory doesn't have as much talent, Xander doesn't have as much talent. There's a handful of guys that have just as much talent as Scottie Scheffler does. How come those guys aren't right on his heels? And for what he's talking about right now, this is exactly why no one's near him.
And then you have a great perspective that you're going to lose more than you win. So when you're intrinsically motivated, you're still totally committed, but you're detached from the outcome. So you care, obviously, but you don't worry.
He is in the absolute sweet spot mentally because he has figured out this is not who he is. This is what he does. This is why he is the best in the world, and he's drumming everybody.
And that's the incredibly powerful thing. You can still be obsessed by competing and hating to lose, but if you lose, it's in context of, okay, well, I'll go again. What's next? I'll see what happens. So if you're obsessed by extrinsic motivations, which is the results, trophies, money, fame, and so forth, typically pressure comes into your life on steroids. And one is outcome pressure, or, you know, economic pressure. But the other one is emotional pressure, constantly caring what people are thinking about, comparing myself to other athletes and so forth. And I think that's probably the biggest distraction today for athletes, or all of us really, is that we've become extrinsically motivated for our definition of success. Whereas if you can be motivated by intrinsic motivations, the process of winning, well, they last a lifetime. And also go beyond your profession, because you take that into your personal world and your relationships and experiences and memories and, you know, being a parent or being a friend.
On the idea of financial pressure, it was really interesting to me that a lot of the comments underneath the clip that I watched, and hey, we know we probably shouldn't be swimming in the comment section of the internet, but the fact that I saw this mentioned over and over again says to me that it's a question a lot of people might have listening to us talk, is it's easy to say these kinds of things if you have millions and millions of dollars, which Scheffler does. How would you respond to that sort of cynicism that we're seeing, I guess, commentating this way of thinking that this golfer is putting forward?
Yeah, it's really important to put in context that Scotty comes from a very privileged position where economic pressure is not a reality for him. But the principles of what he's talking about are universal. If you're a farmer and you have to put food on the table and pay the electricity bill, you've got certain economic pressures that other people don't have, that farmer will still be highly motivated by working hard, his definition of competing in order to get a crop to harvest and experimenting and timing and being curious and problem solving in real time. That's his definition of play. His definition of purpose is very much for his family and keeping everything afloat. And potential is possibility. Keep believing that if I work hard enough, and trust that things will take care of themselves, trust that it will rain one day. So the intrinsic motivations are identical for every single human. It's just that some people are more privileged than others in terms of they get to this place where they've got all the money and fame and status in the world, but it's still not enough. So they're still thinking about other realities. For some people, extrinsic motivations. And by the way, extrinsic motivations aren't bad. You need money to live and you need a house to live under. It's just that if they become the sole determinant over your entire lifetime, they're not going to motivate you anywhere near the motivation of why you work. So, yeah, they're universal truths, but obviously the consideration is very different depending on your financial status.
Just finally, I'm interested in what your advice to Scotty Scheffler might be, because I don't think he sounded like someone who, inverted commas, has all the answers from that clip. Like, I think he's very much still searching. I mean, if he's saying, what's the point, what would your answer be?
Look, he's so close, to be frank, Patrick. He just has to join the dots and understand why he does what he does. So celebrate those moments when it all comes together.
His stardom confirmed.
But not be caught up in what the industry gets caught up in, is the fame and the glory and the achievements and the money. That's all just white noise. And unfortunately, that's what's driving society and the narrative. And a lot of the sports industry and the media industry has been driven on those opinions, these extrinsic motivations, which cause pressure for athletes. But I think he intuitively understands intrinsic motivations. But it's just in those moments, you can still appreciate the victories in context, because it's proving that I can do difficult things and overcome adversity if I'm four shots behind or whatever. So you celebrate the intrinsic motivations in those extrinsic moments. So while he was wrestling with it, I think he's pretty close to working out what a lot of other athletes work out. And I mean, they're not easy concepts, Patrick, and sometimes they take quite a few years. And most of my clients don't figure it out overnight. But once they realize the extrinsic things they can't control doesn't ultimately motivate them. In fact, it can demotivate them if it creates pressure, all this expectation and pressure that you just hear constantly. But eventually they go, well, hang on, if I focus on the internal stuff, which I can control and which motivates me more, and you can separate, what you do from the outcome, it's incredibly liberating and freeing. So he's pretty close, Patrick. I'd just encourage him to keep going, and happy to have a chat to him if he needs.
I'll pass on his number. Ben, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you pulling it all apart for us.
No worries at all.
Hope you enjoyed that. We will be back with fresh episodes January 5. See you then. Thanks to Apple, Dartmouth, the Speakers Associates and Fox Sports for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.